We're doing the Yag Mitzvot, and we were going in the order of the week, so we're up to Wednesday. Shegam Bo Mitzvot Masiyot, so Wednesday is like every other day, you have a regular Mitzvot, and in the afternoon a person's going to do his job, he's going to do business, and we have a special Mitzvah, not really a Mitzvah, but our sages instituted that ordinarily a virgin gets married on Wednesdays. So that's why on Wednesdays he's going to go through the Mitzvot of marriage. So we have a chatan here. This is very fitting. This week and next week we'll cover the mitzvot of marriage. So the first point he says is when a person's getting married, he should have in mind he's fulfilling the mitzvah of pru or vu. We have a mitzvah to have children, and the way to be able to do that is to get married. So a person has in mind, I'm fulfilling this mitzvah. And we also have a prohibition. A person isn't supposed to spill his seed in vain. A person is not allowed to masturbate. So a good way to avoid that happening is a person's getting married. And here he goes into that prohibition. He goes at great length, and he quotes czars and all kinds of things. I'll tell you, even though this is a serious prohibition, the prohibition to masturbate, a person has to know that as serious as this prohibition is, at the same time, it's less serious than other things. If the alternative is that a person goes with a nida, or that a person does other prohibitions, then it's better that he does this than he does the other things. And sometimes when a person is used to a life of promiscuity, and then he's chozer b'tshuva, and he's mitgayer, so he learns this, and he says, okay, so I'll control myself, and I'll be very careful, which is the correct way to go. But not at the expense that he'll otherwise end up going with a nida and other things. Meaning, this is still less serious than going with a nida or other things. So, on the one hand, we have to know that this is a mitzvah that we have to learn how to keep and we have to keep. On the other hand, we have to remember that this is still lighter than going with a nida. Bekodem ha-chupa yomar, and before a person goes into a chupa, so a person has to say, I'm going to the chupa with the woman who I was set up with. Just as our sages instituted, there are two stages to marriage. There's erusin, kiddushin, and nisuin. Technically, after kiddushin, biblically, a couple could live together. Nisuin is where he obligates himself to the ksuba. But technically, after kiddushin, she's a married woman. She's not allowed to go with any other man. They're allowed to live together. Chazal forbade a man from having relations with his wife until he has nisuin. Chazal wanted to protect the woman. Chazal said, even though biblically, technically, they could live together after kiddushin, you're not allowed to live, a woman is forbidden upon her husband like a nida until they do nisuin. So when a person's going into the chuppah, he says, I'm going to do kiddushin and nisuin now, and this is a fulfillment of the rabbinic institution that a couple does not live together without finishing off the nisuin. So that's what I'm going to do here in the chuppah. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, I'm preparing to fulfill the mitzvah of marriage and bringing children to the world. And I'm also fulfilling the rabbinic institution, which is also a mitzvah, to listen to the rabbis, to do both stages of marriage before we live together as a married couple. And before he does kiddushin, so a person is supposed to have in mind, when I'm mekadesh the woman, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of ki ikach ish isha, when a person marries a woman. And the reference over there is to kiddushin, to doing kiddushin with something of monetary value, which is what we do. Our custom is with a ring. And Bezalel Hashem will pick up over here next week.